Digital Mister. Hear what I said, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said it, yeah.
I said yeah.
Clarendon Connection with the host Pastor Cameron, coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. We continue to exalt the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every day we say, Eternal Father, bless our land, guard us with thy mighty and keep us from evil powers. Draw light to countless hours. To our leaders, great defender, grant you wisdom from above. Justice should be yours forever. Jamaica, land of love. Wherever you are, you say hello, world. Wednesday, the 10th of June. And we're living in perilous time. Living in evil days, evilest days. You see where so many things are happening in the world. And we continue to trust in the true and living God. My special guest this evening will be a man who was on death row. And he'll be coming on to tell us, give us some experience. And truly we continue to look to the true and living God. His mercies, they are new every morning. Because there is none like him. I have an article here by Dr. Neville Graham called My Perspective, dated the 7th of June, 2020. He says, death of George Floyd on the 25th of May, 2020, and its impact on the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Floyd, a black man, was murdered by the police officer with physical support from his colleague while he was pinned to the ground. The police officer Derek Chauvin applied maximum knee compression on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The force weight of about 200 pounds with a knee bone of 4 square inches gave approximately 80 psi, or pounds per square inch. Your car tire is 30 psi. Tremendous weight and pressure on the neck, while another 250 pounds by the other officer, police officer, preventing him from expanding his lungs. Ventilation, in addition to being restrained under the car, he could not breathe. Pressure would have caused his windpipe or trachea to collapse. The carotid artery supplying blood and oxygen to the brain would be blocked, and possible dislocation of the bones of the spine of the neck, further possible damage to the spinal cord. Asphyxia, which is a lack of oxygen to lungs and cardiovascular system bloodstream due to lack of ventilation, occurred. Hypoxia to the brain and heart muscles happened within 3 to 4 minutes. This caused the heart attack, and he was dead in 4.5 minutes. Just before he died, the cerebellum and cardiac shutdown would have caused relaxation of the muscles and sphincters. And we know he passed urine. He may have passed feces or ear rectally and may have vomited. This was gruesome, inhumane, suffering, and death. A case for animal and human rights group. Pathological report should see if relaxation of the neck and muscle caused severing of the spinal cord. The outpouring of grief and rage worldwide must be understood, covered with centuries of brutal discrimination against black people and other people of color. The public expression and demonstration must be supported for a permanent change. Apart from the above discrimination in the USA, health service against black and other minorities were exposed with greater infection and death from the COVID-19 per capita. The failure to wear masks, social distancing, washing of hands, and other public health measures are scarcely being observed during the public demonstration. At the time, they were shouting, "I predict a new wave of infection of COVID-19. Here they are demonstrations. We may be able to avoid the catastrophe by the fact that we know more about the virus and to treat COVID infection better. The infection is among younger adult population with stronger immune system. Let us hope we in Jamaica continue to spread under control as we open the economy, especially tourism, and be vigilant with tourists as with national returning home." So this is an article written by Dr. Neville Grimes. As he talks about the death of a black man in the state, George Floyd, was buried. They had the final memorial service for him. Yes, but we see where the black men continue to suffer. This is the Clarendon Connection, and we just continue to trust in the true and living God. Mr. Mitchell, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Amen. This evening, our guest, Mr. Mitchell, is going to be talking about his experience. A man who I from our community, and he has spent some time on death row. Thanks be to God, he said, because of his good behavior, he's in a better place. So go ahead, Mr. Mitchell, and tell us of your experience of your time that you were in incarceration to where you are now.
Yes, my name is John Mitchell. I was charged for murder in April of 1992. I was sentenced to death in May 1996. I landed to. I have been to the local.
You can speak up a little. Can you speak up a little louder so that we can hear you?
Yeah, I then appealed to the local appeal court with a turnout case, and I sent it to the Federal Council. And in 1999, the Federal Council ordered that I get a retrial. So I got a retrial in 2000 and received a death sentence again. I received a death sentence for the second time. Appeal to the local appeal courts, which gave me 25 years before parole in 2003. It's sentenced to begin on January 2001 and now spend 28 years. And that's to spend 33 in all before I can apply for parole, because I don't give up the time anymore, which by right I'm entitled to, because I can't afford a lawyer. I haven't given up the time I spent waiting in trial. All the time I spent on death row. So I have to do 8 extra years. So that will come up to at least 32 years. I now go on 28 years. Was in the Spanish Town District Prison. And I get myself involved in some programs. I go to school and do some work, and due to my good deal, you know, I've been sent to a low-risk prison. Different story, and doesn't carry any fencing at all. So I continue to do some farming and just the like to keep myself active. But it's been a rough, rough time. Very rough indeed. And as I'm saying, because of lack of representation, that's why I have to do so many years, because I get 25 years and I go on 28. I still have to do some more, because I do not have the funds to get a lawyer to get my case reviewed, to get about the time that I spend in Vermont and such like. I try to make myself relax and try to do the best I can. Right now I am at a low-risk facility in Manchester. I do farming most of the time, and it's much better because I can communicate with people from the outside world. But it's very, very, very stressful, you know? Because if I didn't get back my time that I was spending custody before trial, becoming tired of it, I would be all by now. And if I get all the time I spent on this book, I would be headed to just write a proper role now. So, but because, as I said before, lack of representation, that's why I'm
But Mr. Mitchell, you have come a long way in the sense that you said you lack representation, and you managed to get off death row, and you said you even applied to the Privy Council and you were turned down. at the Privy Council, but now you are at a low risk.
The Privy Council, that's, they take me off that road. The Privy Council sent me the case to Jamaica and informed them that either they release me or give me a retrial. And the grounds that the Privy Council laid down, they doesn't follow it. Because the Privy Council says, if they can sound like all witness, both my witness and the strong witness, then they should give me a retrial. But if they cannot sound the witness, they should release me. But the harder the retrial, the more they start look for the witness. And at the end of the trial, when the trial begins, none of my witnesses doesn't appear. The council is kind of found in the trial. They put it in the cleaner, they put it on the radio, and they cannot find my witnesses. So, that is where a big error came in again, and I was sentenced to death for the second time. So, in that sense, it doesn't follow the guideline of the Privy Council. And then I get the second.
When your case went to the Privy Council, wasn't that the highest authority that we have as a jurisdiction, the Privy Council?
Yes. Yeah. Excuse me. But when the Privy Council made their way, they should ensure that they locate all witnesses before they order the retrial. But they order a retrial with the sense that they would find the witness. And when the child is gone, they cannot find the witness, and they still try me without them. Because the Crown tells the judge that he tried all ways to find them and can't find them. And the case continues without them. And that's also a breach of the council ruling. But I didn't have a pay lawyer. It was a legal aid who not putting out any great interest. You understand? So I have to just go by what they said. And this is how I get convicted for the second time. All the way along, it's legal here because I don't have any money to get a pay lawyer. And you know, when you have a legal aid, they doesn't put out, I think, for 50%. Because the government's going to pay them, so they mostly suck on the government side. So that's why I'm here up to this day. Because almost all of the inmates who went on that road and have their sentence got to life sentence, they receive about the time that they spent on that. Some still get the time that they was in remand before trial. But because, as I said, I have no lawyer to defend me in that case, so I have to end up doing it 25 years plus 8 years remand and dead goes. I have to do at 33 years. When I was supposed to do 25. So at this point, if I didn't have a lawyer right now to argue the case, then I could stand up a parole, I could go home this year. But actually, mercy of God, I still keep strong and going on. And hope that I will live to see 32 years. Because I haven't had any help from family members towards it, because they didn't have it. So as you know, my mom died, my father died. So I have to struggle it out on my own, you know? Along with God at my side. I'm at a place now where it's much better than the maximum prisoners I said. I go to the pharmacy. And I can walk, go to the shop by myself more than inside that. Because, as I say, this prison is the one of the kind in the Caribbean. The only prison that doesn't carry any form of pain. It's like, you'll come here on a good day, then. You reach 53 and upward, it's good. And it's in here. It's a good day that I am here. Just continue to be a good and hoping for the best.
So give us some experience of you said that there was the prison in Spanish Town District Prison was a maximum security prison. Give us some experience what was life like in Spanish Town District Prison.
Something that I face, I can't even talk. I have to write books about that because even I first go here, the prison is a real hell. Every day I saw inmate die. Every single day. Prisoners kill prisoners from Monday to Friday. And water kill prisoners on Saturday and Sunday. So every day. If you don't have a weapon, you cannot use the bathroom. That's how it goes when I go there. You have to have a weapon so you can use the bathroom, or else you can't use the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, you must come back alive. You know? And it was so terrible. I don't even like to talk about it, you know. So many innocent men dying every day of the week. Every single day, not even one day. And I experienced that for about 3 years. About 3 years straight before things kind of changed. But yeah, a lot of abuse. Oh my God. Every day, when you look in the prison, it's the amount of inmates with broke hands, with broke foot, both head. You know? You have a set of water. There was curtain out of the rest, go around, beat inmates, nothing at cost. You have to sell a car and say, give me a search. When you search and you don't find anything illegal, cut your cup half dozen bucks. Like I say, you must walk with something. You know what I mean? You're supposed to search and you find nothing. Those are the type of the treatment they go through. It was very, very, very terrible. You know? And while on death row, if someone died out on the outside were like a police officer in the government person, they just sign a declaration for 2 or 3 days, maybe. And by evening, come to them and drive on to the gallery. You know? You just sit down and you're in a talk or maybe he's looking after some food. And then you look at this water, come and creep him up and gun out him. You know? And it wasn't for the people comes that more time. I'm saying a lot of minutes stays right, they just stay up execution. Like that. I haven't witnessed their hang anyone, but I witnessed they take out lots of them to the gallows. Lots of them. Some of them went by they come out, they get crazy. Yeah, they lose their mind. Even now, you have some in there where it is a bit of parole, but because what they experience, you get to them head and then they start get crazy. And now they can't come back sober.
So the system, because we just noticed recently where a man, he spent 40 years in the prison and he ended up dying, like he was lost in the system. So you must be giving God thanks for to say you have spent so long in there, and based on what you have experienced, so many death and so many mayhem taking place in there, and you are out. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I still feel good within myself that I passed through the worst. Because where I am now, you know, if I know where I can trust life. Even at this moment, there are lots of inmates in there that haven't get a sentence. Judge only harder than cases like this weekend. And some in there now more than 40 that I know of. It's 28 years now. Since I've been here, I go there and see in me. We'll be here for almost 2 years. And they don't have been doing anything. That's how the system says. Then they just lost them in there. And all they want to see your family will come and visit you. And if they call your name 2 times on a year, and tell them, say, they don't know where they are. And the way they deal with your family member or friend outside, disrespectful, you know, they just say, sure. They don't return. So you find a lot of men in the institution right now that they say lost in the institution. But it's not really lost, it's a neglect of the officers. You understand? Officers don't, you know, you have officers that doesn't like when inmates get rid. So they doesn't care. They tell them. And you have a dead time. Of officers, the evil inmates that come there mentally. When the officers finish with them, they're totally mad. Because if you have the guy, he's going to restrain him and not hit him or lick him. And the man already sick, so he said. So when he threw that button stick in his head, he hit him mad. And that's how some of them last night this was. Very rough. That's why I put the tongue. You know? That's the stand up. Like a man's all I can live to see today. I'm hoping that I will finish my good time. I can come home to my family. It's not pretty at all. Not pretty. There's lots of injustice inside here. Why don't you just kill up with nothing and cover it up, you know? Because all this is been setting. They have this statement already right. They have a portion of statement right and keep at a certain place inside the prison stuff. And the water, if you beat it to death or break the 100 foot, you just go by the hospital inside here and you take out a document that fits you. And he said, you attempt his case, or you attack the water, or you refuse to lock. And when they write a copy of that statement, you know, the case just died. A water will come and say, give me a search, and I'm a searcher. And drop field knife, because almost every water have a ratchet knife on them. They do not like you. You just call them and say, come here. Give me a search, and then come behind you like I'm a searcher back pocket. And just drop a knife, field knife. And the amount of bat is the way you get. A 90 water beat the one time. 90 water drink, come on, come in and just. Lick me cross, Mr. Sidney, but I'm not the officer. Where you lick me for? Because I know me not do nothing. I'm not saying nothing like that. And he said, I'm going to lick you for your watch. It's not. Book again. I want to worry about me. And defend myself. And then blow with him. But then beat me almost to death. I never know me could have lived. Then broke my ribs. Then 3 ribs. Broke foot. Broke hand. And why I'm here can't talk and say today, I have to hook up my head. And I tell myself, nah, let go of my head, me nah, me let it go of my head, because I can't afford for mother prison, because I know it's mad. I done it done for. And if I just walk up my head, and all them beat me and to me, they go my head, and all they go it. And then mash up my hand, and then broke my ribs, then broke my foot, and just can't make a flip me down. It wasn't for the court chose who charged me to help me if I want to get up, go to the bathroom. He had to carry me. I can't move for days. And I've done nothing like that. That's how the place is. So it's just, take it as if it is survival, you know? This is a real hell, you know? Not even a person in there when the lights come into that. Maybe. As I say, I predict that we so far, I'm still alive, you know? Yeah.
So now that you have reached this far, and it is evident that God has kept you for a purpose, you can now testify to others, because a lot who have passed through what you have passed through, they don't make it out alive. So it is evident that the hands of Almighty God is upon you, and he now wants you to tell others, share your experience, and let them know about the dangers of prison, to keep them from there, and also to tell them about the mercy of Almighty God, because so many warders, you say, beat you, and you have to cover, use your hands and cover your head, your foot broke, your ribs broke, your hand broke, all part of you. But today, you're still alive.
Through His mercy. Through His mercy, huh?
Because and that's where the
record
it's because of His mercy why you are here. You're here today to tell the world. Because as I said, many have gone through the gates of those of Saint-Catherine district prison, and they do not come out alive.
I witnessed it mate coming today.
Speak about
and the,
speak about
today, the same day he come in prison. It's the same day he died. They kill him the same day that he would taste the meal. That he would taste the meal the same day he comes. The same day they kill him. Yeah?
You mean warders kill him or prisoners kill him?
Prisoners kill him.
Whoa. I believe God has kept you alive for a purpose, so that you can your testimony can reach out to others, because we are seeing where so much crime and violence has overtaken our country, even in the midst of state of emergency, so many people have been killed. And men have little regard for law and order. But now, somebody like you who has experienced it is now telling others, you know, to the point where you say that even your enemy you would wish to go to that place.
It's true.
What about did you experience any church service while you were in prison? Did that take place a lot in there?
Yeah, church service. Yeah, different denomination come inside there throughout the week and keep service in militants of strike. Even where I am now, this institution where I am, it's run by Church of Grand Cayman and another Church of Jamaica. It's some church people response for us, the officers here, or the response from the security, like, you know, but it is church people who feed us and such like. It's a church property, not a correctional property. It's a church property where we are now. You know? So we are, you know, we have to keep service every morning, keep the prayer meeting every morning and every evening. And on the weekend, we have church people come in on Saturday and Sunday. And
so every day they are getting the message of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
Yeah, yes. Where am I now? It's the place. And again, as I say, it's church people responsible, so it's a total different setting there. No form of violence, nothing like that. This is a place located in Manchester, New Broughton, Manchester. Don't know if you know it. The address is New Broughton, Sunset Rehabilitation, Adult Correctional Center, Cross Keys, the old Manchester. But here I am now.
Well, that is a better place to be than in St. Catherine, in Spanish Town District Prison, and it's all because of the grace of Almighty God. And that is why the writer says, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe God Almighty have a plan and a purpose for you. And that is why you are where you are today. Because you have seen it all around. You even said a prisoner came in on the same day and he died. He was murdered by other prisoner. And so you have to look and say, that could have happened to you too. But because of God's grace and God's mercy, you are now in Manchester. You're not in St. Catherine, you know. You are now in Manchester. And you said it is a low-risk place that you are. And it must be the favor and the grace and the mercy of Almighty God. And all you have to do, all I can encourage you to do, my brother, you said there's many service there. Surrender your life to him. He has a plan for you. He will take you out from where you are. He will rise you up so that you can be able to testify about what you have seen. Because the Bible says, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So you have a purpose. And I believe that's why we still have that connection. I remember I went to visit you and my sister when you were in St. Catherine District Prison there. And when I hear the slamming of the gate, That alone is so terrifying when I hear that gate slam. Before we can get in to speak to you, we have to go. We have to report to the place. And we have to go to 2 or 3 sets of guards. And we cannot carry nothing in there. Everything has to be checked. That's us coming in to see you. And when we got in there, we were placed in front of a glass place, and we were able to talk to you on the telephone. And where you are in Manchester now, I'm sure it is a different place.
Hey,
and we will be coming here to see you.
Beside, you know, if they can come and sit beside you for a while, and then talk to you.
We'll be coming here to see you, because I believe with all my heart that you're coming out. And you can stand behind a pulpit. You can stand in a church. And you will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. because that's where you're coming from. You were born beside the church, man. I know
that. Church is in you.
Just believe in him. You have come thus far. Don't give up.
No.
Don't give up.
Give up.
You got to believe what the writer says. The best is yet to come.
To come. Yeah.
Very few men go and get raw and come back. But it's because of God's grace and God's mercy why you are now speaking to the world. And God is not true with you yet. We have divine connection. That is why God has linked us up to you. You could have turned our backs on you, my brother, but there are many people out here still praying for you. Because my Bible told me in the book of Ecclesiastes that a living dog is better than a dead lion. Once there is life, there is hope, my brother. And I want to encourage you. Because I know that God has a plan for you. That's what he said to Jeremiah. I know the plan I think of you. Plan of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Two next sentence and you are still speaking.
Yeah.
You have seen death all around you. Look what the waters have done to you. And you are still there, my brother. Yeah. And now you are in a place where you said they have service every day. Lifting up the name of Jesus.
Morning and evening, twice a day.
Because he have a great love for you, my brother. And all you have to do is to believe. He can carry you. My God Almighty. No wonder the psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes up unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. And we are talking to you today on this current and connection. Because God Almighty has desired that you belong to him. I believe those messages that preach were not in vain. I believe the prayers of your mother and your father, they are dead and gone. But my God, their memories still carry on. And you are here today talking about what you have gone through. And to know that a man come in one day and dead by the next day, but you have gone through so many years, experienced so much danger and mayhem, and you are still there, the 10th of June, talking to the world about what you have been through. Who could it be but Jesus?
Nothing but the hand of God. God himself keeps it true.
There are many people listening to you. There are people in Cayman listening to you. People in Canada listening to you. People in America listening to you. All over the world, they are listening to you. They are saying your voice is low. But my brother, just trust in God and learn to talk of his goodness. Do not be afraid. He will see you.
He will. I know he will.
Don't give up on him. Don't give up on him. When I see what those policemen did to George Floyd in America, he lay down on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, and George Floyd was dead. How many waters beat you in your head and broke up your hand and broke up your foot and broke up all part of you? And you are still alive. You need to praise God, my brother.
Yeah,
you
praising.
Need to praise God.
Keep in tongues every day. Keep in tongues daily. You know, as you know, through the security reason, I can't speak too low. That's why my voice kind of low, because you know that phone doesn't legal, so I have to keep my voice low. But Just thank God. No better days are coming.
Amen. Yeah. I agree with you.
It was nice to be on your program. I enjoy it. I will continue to encourage these young fellows of the world, right? Because this road is not an easy road. And I know some of them are not going to hear. But what do you need to tell them? To walk good and do right. Follow God. Huh? Yeah. Because only God Himself can keep us through all this tribulation. I have so much to talk about, but you guys, you know, we don't have the time. And I say, I'm planning to write some books when I come home, so that the world can read it and understand what this system is all about. And hope this war can abide problem, trouble, stay away from trouble. Mm-hmm. Just walk with God. And He will keep it through. Mm-hmm. He's a way maker. So if we look with our chest in the Lord, He will make a way for us. Yeah.
Keep on trusting in the Lord. Because the Bible says, they that trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. But abide forever. You are here, the 10th of June, talking about Him. And my desire is that we can come up to where you are and expound the gospel some more to you. Because I believe there's a job for you on the outside where you can reach others before they reach their doom. That's your purpose. And God's purpose in you will not die. Don't care what you have been through. The purpose that God has for you will not die. And all you have to do is keep on believing. Keep on trusting in Him. The Bible said, delight in Him and He will give you the desire of your heart. So God bless you for coming on the Clarendon Connection. And I know that He will continue to see you through.
Yeah.
Just continue to believe in Him, my brother. Continue to depend upon Him. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight for your blessing. Lord God, we place this man, Mr. Mitchell, into your hand. You have kept him, Lord, through these years. And you have taken him off death row. So we give you praise. God Almighty, he cannot even exalt the lawyers because there were few. But God, He knows that it is your grace and your mercy that has kept him. And tonight, God, I commit him into your hand. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will continue to speak to his heart. Let him know that you are the only wise God and Savior of mankind. And you gave your life so that whosoever believe in you will not perish but have everlasting life. God bless you, Mr. Mitchell, as we continue to trust in the true and living God, and we will continue to exalt his name. God bless you. Have a good night.
Same to you. Okay. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, this is Pastor Cameron and the Clarendon Connection. And we continue to trust in the true and living God. Because there is none like him tonight. You hear it from the man himself. He was on death row, but now he has been transferred to a low-risk prison. And he's still trusting in God. He has come through many dangers. My God, he was beaten by so many security guards. His ribs was broken. His foot was broken. His hand was broken. He has to cover his head. Because he said he doesn't want to go mad. Because if you go mad in prison, that's the end of you. But he's out of St. Catherine District Prison. And he's at a better place. And I believe with all my heart that the best is yet to come. Keep on praying for Mr. Mitchell. And I know that one day he will stand behind a pulpit, stand somewhere on the street, and declaring to the world that who the Son set free is free indeed. This is the Clarendon Connection. And we're signing out for tonight, but we're going to be back here next week talking about the goodness of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. This is Pastor Cameron signing out. Take it away, studio.
cause it gives me sweet
inspiration,
and to tell you I never felt this way before. I know there is some way.
Thinking, you got me thinking.
There were times.